Who are we? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The Attorney General has justified the policy of separating children from their parents at the border by quoting the Bible, specifically Paul in his letter to the Romans, who makes it very clear that Christians are to obey all earthly laws because the earthly authorities have been established by God so that whoever rebels against that authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. Border crossers are breaking the law, therefore God says you may punish them. Some pastors reject that argument, pointing out it's the same argument Christians use to justify slavery, and that ultimately it's just not who we are as a nation. Except it is who we are as a nation, isn't it? The government's own figures say that agents have now separated close to 2,000 children. Those are American border agents, trained in America, paid by American taxpayers, following orders from an administration that ran on this policy and was elected by Americans. This is who we are now. I'm sure we very much would like to be a beacon of hope to the world, but that brought too many strangers banging on the door, and so it appears we will snuff out that light, at least for now, and change the locks. As a democracy, we have the power to reconsider, but in the meantime, we are the country you see. And according to the Attorney General, that's how the Bible wants it. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.